28. Sabretooth predators. Look at the enormous gape and teeth of the saber-tooth cat, Smilodon. It was the largest and most extreme saber-tooth cat of all. The saber teeth were an adaptation to killing prey larger than itself. Note the powerful forequarters. They made it possible for the cat to hold the prey still so that it did not risk breaking its long, slender canine teeth. These functioned like steak knives, making gaping wounds in the prey, which rapidly bled to death. Smilodon lived in the Americas until the end of the last glacial period, about 12,000 years ago. Saber teeth evolved in cats, marsupials, and several groups of extinct predators during the past 55 million years. Here we show casts of skulls of different saber-tooth predators. Behind the skulls you can see illustrations of the life appearance of these animals. Saber-tooth cats evolved in parallel with modern cats. They can be separated into two groups: scimitar-toothed cats and dirk-toothed cats. Xenosmilus on the left was a scimitar-toothed cat. This group lived in a variety of habitats. Megantherium next to it, as well as Smilodon, were dirk-toothed cats and adapted to live in forests and jungles. Hoplophoneus also had saber teeth and looked like a cat in many ways, but belonged to a primitive carnivore family called the Nimravidae. This family lived on the northern continents between about 50 and 25 million years ago. The saber-tooth predators probably became extinct because the large prey they hunted became fewer. On the right, you can see skulls of lion, Eurasian lynx, and European wild cat. Modern cats have rounded, robust canine teeth. They are not as dependent on meat as the saber-tooth cats and also consume some bone and other food. Therefore, they could survive while the saber-tooth cats became extinct.